From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Afghan officials say that reclusive Taliban leader Mullah Omar is dead. A spokesman for Afghanistan's National Directorate of Security, Abdul Hasib Siddiqui, said the Taliban leader was sick in a hospital in Karachi and died there in 2013. He did not explain what was suspicious about the death, nor did he say how long his agency knew that Omar was dead. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office also said that Omar died in 2013. However, the Taliban said that Omar is still alive. Here in Washington, the White House said reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence agencies are looking into the circumstances of his death. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq on Wednesday, hours after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was impossible to continue peace efforts with the Kurds. Ankara's fighter jets hit shelters, depots, and caves in six areas, according to Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's office. It was the biggest assault since Turkey launched airstrikes last week against Kurdish militants and Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. Here in Washington, White House Deputy Spokesman Eric Schultz said the Obama administration hopes that the situation can be resolved peacefully as soon as possible.
We believe that overall, we call for a de-escalation and we call for the return to the peaceful solution process.
The U.S. considers the PKK a terrorist group. However, it is supporting and equipping other Kurdish fighters in the struggle against the Islamic State. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.